WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Ever feel like you're caught in a perpetual cycle of scrolling, refreshing, and clicking through endless content? You know that feeling when your phone practically vibrates with notifications, begging for your attention? That's the dopamine loop at work, my friends, and let me tell you, it's a powerful beast. Welcome to Dopamine Hacker, where we outsmart the scroll and reclaim our brains. I'm Sienna Cruz, your host on this journey to mindful tech consumption. Today, we're diving into the art of building healthy habits through mindful media intake because seriously, wouldn't it be amazing to have more control over those cravings and less time lost in digital rabbit holes? So, let's get real. In today's hyper-connected world, every notification, like, or comment is designed to trigger a dopamine rush. It feels good, right? But the constant pursuit of these instant rewards can leave us feeling drained, scattered, and ultimately unsatisfied. That's where mindful consumption comes in. It's about being intentional with our digital choices, creating space for what truly matters, and building healthy habits that nourish our minds and souls. Now, I'm not saying you need to ditch your phone altogether. But think of it like this. You wouldn't binge eat a whole bag of chips in one sitting, would you? Same goes for digital content. Here are 5 key takeaways to help you build healthy habits through mindful consumption. 1. Become aware. The first step is awareness. Pay attention to how you feel before, during, and after consuming media. Does it energize you or leave you feeling depleted? Identifying these triggers can help you make more conscious choices. Think about it like this: you wouldn't jump into a freezing lake without testing the water first, right? 2. Set boundaries. Time is precious, so protect it. Establish clear boundaries around your digital consumption. Designate specific times for checking emails and social media and stick to them. Treat those boundaries like sacred appointments with yourself. 3. Curate your feed. It's time to detoxify your digital space. Unfollow accounts that leave you feeling negative or envious. Fill your feed with inspiring content that aligns with your values and goals. Remember, you have the power to choose what you consume. Think of it like choosing ingredients for a delicious meal. Only select the best ones for your well-being. 4. Embrace offline activities. Reconnect with the real world. Rediscover the joy of reading a physical book, taking a walk in nature, or engaging in face-to-face conversations. These offline experiences can nourish your soul and bring a sense of balance to your life. Ever felt that pang of guilt after spending hours scrolling? 5. Practice mindfulness. When you do engage with digital content, be present in the moment. Instead of mindless scrolling, focus on absorbing the information or enjoying the experience. Mindfulness is like taking a deep breath before diving into the pool. It allows you to approach things with intention and clarity. Now, let me paint you a picture. Imagine Sarah, a busy professional who felt constantly overwhelmed by emails, social media notifications, and endless news cycles. She was burned out, stressed, and struggling to find time for activities she truly enjoyed. Then, Sarah decided to implement some mindful consumption strategies. She set boundaries on her phone usage, curated her social media feed, and started taking regular breaks to practice mindfulness. The result? Sarah felt a dramatic shift in her well-being. She had more energy, focus, and time for the things she loved. She discovered the joy of reading again, reconnected with friends and family, and even found time to pursue a new hobby. So, remember my friends, you have the power to reclaim your attention, build healthy habits, and create a more fulfilling life. Take those small steps towards mindful consumption, they can make a world of difference. This week, I challenge you to choose one small habit to implement from today's episode. Set a timer for 30 minutes each day to unplug and engage in an offline activity that brings you joy. Share your experiences with me on social media using the hashtag #DopamineHacker. Let's build a community of mindful tech users together. Remember, you are the hacker of your own brain. Be intentional, be present, and unlock your full potential. See you next time on Dopamine Hacker.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.